We're in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis, and we're going to be doing the first two Se'ifim. Simen Tov Kuf Pei Beis is dealing with the davening during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the changes that we make in davening. And the Mechaber begins. First change we make is HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of the bracha of HaKel HaKadosh, we say the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. Second one is HaMelech HaMishpat. Instead of Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, says something that does not really match the halacha as far as we are concerned. He says, what happens in To'o? What happens if you make a mistake? And instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, you say HaKel HaKadosh. Or, instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you said something else. You said what we say all year long. So the Mechaber says you've got to go back again. You've got to repeat the Shmon Esrei. If you realized after the Shmon Esrei that you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, you've got to say it over again. Similarly, he says, if you are Mesupak, if you're not sure if you said it, there too you would have to repeat it, because since all year long you're used to saying HaKel HaKadosh, the assumption is that unless you really put your mind to it, just out of habit, you will have said HaKel HaKadosh. So if you're Mesupak, you must also repeat the Shmon Esrei. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings down the fact that the minhag used to be that the bracha, the bracha would end HaKel Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Therefore, if one said HaKel Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, he would have to repeat the bracha. Not so for us, where our minhag is to say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat all year long. If you said Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, you would not have to repeat it. So unless you catch yourself immediately, there's no reason to repeat it. Now we go back to HaKel HaKadosh then. So if somebody said the bracha of, he ended the bracha HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, the halacha is that he must repeat the Shmon Esrei, he must go back to the beginning. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber says that if he catches himself, Tol Kedei Dibur, within three words, and he says, HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh, and then caught himself within the amount of time that it says to say three words, he can go and change that. He can say HaMelech HaKadosh and will not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it does not mean if he said three words. It means the amount of time in which one could say three words. However, if one already began the next bracha, someone said HaKel HaKadosh and begins Ato Chonein, he's left the bracha is done. He could no longer change the HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh. So if he said HaKel HaKadosh and then began Atachonein, he only said Atachonein, two words. He should be able to change it. No, he's begun the next bracha. It's too late. So it is two conditions. One is that it's within the amount of time that it says, that it takes to say three words, as well as you have not yet begun the bracha of Chonein Hadas. So only there you can get away with it. Now, in the Shar HaTziyun, he deals with something very interesting. He brings that the Chai Yodam, quotes someone, this is Rav Abli Fassweller, where he came up with something ingenious. The halachi is that what happens if someone on Rosh Chodesh forgot to say Yalla V'Yovo at the Mariv of the night of Rosh Chodesh? The halach is that he does not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Even though by day he would, by night he doesn't have to. The reason? Because we are not based in, the Sanhedrin was not Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla. If the new moon was spotted, they would have to be Mekadesh the Chodesh by day. If it got night, the Mishnah says it's too late. Rosh Chodesh is the next day. You cannot do Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. Therefore, when Chazal were metakein the halacha of Yalev Yavo, if you did not say it at Mariv, they did not make you repeat the Shmon Esrei. So he said, if that's the case, remember, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the month of Tishrei. So he said that if you did not say HaMelech HaKodesh at the first Mariv of Shmon Esrei, then you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. The same way you wouldn't have to say it over. And you've forgotten Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah has a problem with it. Ingenious as it is, he has a problem. He says, oh, 1 second, what was the rest of your Shmon Esrei? You said a weekday Shmon Esrei? obviously you finished it, you completed it with the Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esrei. So you're left with a contradiction. You're contradicting yourself. Is today Rosh Hashanah? So then you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. Is today not Rosh Hashanah? Then why are you saying a Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esrei? Now, what are you going to tell him to do? All right, he came to the bracha and said HaKel HaKadosh, so tell him to continue as if it's a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, you tell someone on the night of Rosh Hashanah to go and say a weekday Shmoneh Esrei only? Couldn't do that. So the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion is that you would really have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Even though it is at night, and had it been just an ordinary Rosh Chodesh, and we were dealing with Yalo V'Yavo, and the halacha, you wouldn't have to repeat it, but if you leave out HaMelech HaKadosh at night, since the rest of your Shmoneh Esrei is required to be the Yant of Shmoneh Esrei, you should not, you must repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and you should not rely on this. I just wonder, because it would come out of this Shaar Tzion then, that if someone just completely forgot the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah and Dom the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, and then found out that it was Rosh Hashanah, he will have been Yotze, because we're not Mekadosh the Chodesh Balayla. So once again, the halach is that if you forgot HaKel HaKadosh, you must go daven again. You have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And the same thing goes if you're mistopic, if you're unsure. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if a person went through the entire nusach of that bracha, in the bracha of At HaKadosh, during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we not only say HaMelech HaKadosh, but we say all of the uvecheins. So he says, what if someone went through all of the vecheins, and he doesn't remember, did I say HaKel HaKadosh at the end, or did I say HaMelech HaKadosh? Well, the odds are that you didn't just do what you do all year long, because all year long you don't say Uvechein. And when you do say Uvechein, you're always ending HaMelech HaKadosh. So there you could rely on the fact that you probably did say HaMelech HaKadosh, not HaKel HaKadosh. But if a person doesn't remember if he said the Vecheins either, did he finish the bracha and say HaMelech HaKadosh with the Vecheins, or did he just say HaKel HaKadosh and not say the Vecheins? That is the suffix where the halach is that you go back to the beginning. And, as is much more common, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where we do not add Uvechein, the only question there is, did he say HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh? The assumption one would have to make is that he said HaKel HaKadosh, and he would go back and say start the Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning.